And I mean, Andrew Farrell, who's done a great job along with him, may not be released by Saracen, so he needs to be released as well. And I think the three of them with Rowntree come as a package, and without the package, it might not be the strongest coaching team. So they also need somebody above them like Nick Matt or Clive Woodward to be involved, to help be involved in the really big games, and, you know, help prepare for, you know, the World Cup that's so important in 2015.
You've obviously played in several World Cups, three in total, and you were there in, I believe, 99 when we exited at the early stages, but then obviously went on in 2003 to win the World Cup. They then stuck with the same coach. What does it take nowadays to be an effective coach and to get the best out of your players?
Well, a combination of quite a lot of things. I mean, you know, the successful coaches, the likes of Graham Henry, and the Wales coach and the likes of Clive Woodward, is to get the best team around them who are, you know, who know the game, who understand the game. And unfortunately nowadays we're always looking for experienced coaches who have pedigree behind them. I think the mistake made with Martin Johnson was that he didn't have, you know, coaching managerial experience, and that probably showed in the last World Cup. And so Lancaster, who's had some, you know, involvement as a coach with Leeds, you know, not necessarily a very successful record there, but, you know, done quite well with the Saxons. At the same time, you know, how will he cope with the big games? I think he'll be great, but at the same time, it's very important that, you know, we tirelessly look for the best out there. And, you know, there are other British coaches who have, you know, done great things at their clubs, the likes of Richard Cockerell and those sorts of players. So, coaches. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I imagine that, you know, they would like to keep with who they have now, just for continuity. Important for the players to understand how they're trying to play, and they've certainly got you know, a bit of credibility back about, you know, playing with pride and looking like a team and representing England in the right way. So I think it's going to be interesting what's happened over a few days. It's a very important decision by the incumbent, the new chief executive, Mr. Ritchie. So rather him than me making such a big decision.
Now, you've obviously moved on from rugby and a highly successful career at that. What is it we can find you doing nowadays?
Well, I mean, I do after dinner speaking nowadays on the sort of like the, in England and London quite a lot. And I'd love to come out there and do some speaking. If there are any expats want me out there, I'd love to. But, yeah, a bit of speaking, actually a bit of ice skating, having won Dancing on Ice in 2007. So, yeah, I'm sort of one day I'm in the Lycra with the makeup on, and the next day I'm out speaking somewhere. I'm doing a bit of coaching as well in the rugby side. I go to Twickenham and do some speeches this weekend, very excited about this weekend's game. So, yeah, I'm a busy guy, and it's just quite nice to now to watch some of these fantastic games on TV or live, and just thank goodness that my time's over and my body is just about in one piece.
And finally, a prediction for this weekend?
Well, I think, taking all the games, I think it's going to be an England home win against Ireland. They're missing O'Connell or Driscoll, who are really, really key for them. I think Wales are going to win the Grand Slam, and quite rightly with the way they've been playing. And unfortunately, I've got a sneaky feeling that Italy are going to turn over Scotland. So, for Scotland to have the wooden spoon. So it's going to be, I could be wrong though, all of them could go the other way. So don't bet using my tips.
Well, Kieran Bracken, thank you very much for your time.